Shell Oil announced they're postponing Arctic oil drilling indefinitely. You might recall that that Shell Oil rig attracted protesters here in Seattle concerned about the environmental impact of drilling in the Arctic. There's also an economic impact. Joining us with more on that is Seattle Times economic columnist John Talton. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Ross. I'm glad to be here.
So will Shell's decision to postpone Arctic drilling affect Western Washington?
It will affect Western Washington in ways we can't quite quantify. The Port of Seattle was hoping to use that unused terminal, and Foss Maritime was getting some business. And this is not the first time the rigs have come through here. They've come through here regularly. And so that business will be lost. On the other hand, you gain a lot for the planet.
Now, Kai activists are celebrating this because they think this is really great for the planet. But does this really mean that we're going to be less dependent on fossil fuel because Shell's not drilling in the Arctic?
Well, the big picture is that if we want to avoid the very, very worst case of climate change, we've already been through the hottest summer, then we're going to have to keep most of the carbon in the ground as we make a transition to cleaner fuels and different ways of living, taking transit more, building high-speed trains, things like that. And so in the short run, oil is going to continue to be the foundation of the economy, and we're going to continue to burn fossil fuels into the atmosphere. But this is a warning shot to any company that wants to go and flush $7 billion down the toilet as far as Arctic drilling, and it'll be taken note around the world.
I think the phrasing was, for the foreseeable future, Shell was not going to go ahead with this. But if you see oil prices bumping back up to $150 a barrel, might that decision change? Might the foreseeable future happen?
It might, but I think when you see China wanting to do a cap and trade, the world is understanding the real dangers of continuing to burn fossil fuels the way we are. If you actually priced fossil fuels at the cost they're doing to the planet, then oil would be $200, $300, $400 a barrel. And so, sure, it could happen again, but this is also a cautionary tale. Because Arctic drilling, deep water drilling, and then what they call ultra deep water drilling doesn't work everywhere. It's worked in the Gulf of Mexico. The Arctic is a much more cautionary tale, especially the farther north you get.
Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton is with me. I also want to talk about the Chinese president's visit here last week. Xi Jinping visited a Tacoma high school, met high-tech executives. He went to Boeing. What's all this mean? Was it just mostly a show?
No, it wasn't. Xi Jinping coming to Seattle was a huge vote of confidence in us as a gateway city to the Asian century, and that's not all show. Seattle got a huge boost in the minds of not only the average Chinese, but Chinese decision makers, Chinese business people who will come here and invest. There was also kind of a kumbaya with the technology executives, with Microsoft as co-sponsor, which is a big boost for Microsoft. But also, they didn't go to Silicon Valley. They came here. And so we can't say that the axis of the planet quite tilted to us, but for a moment it kind of jiggled in our direction. And some real things came out of it. I mean, we're going to have an ethanol port at the Port of Tacoma that will take natural gas and turn it into feedstocks in China for much cleaner way to produce petroleum-based products like plastic. So this is a huge deal for Seattle.
And a huge deal for 100 high school students down in Tacoma who are getting a trip to China because the president visited there. So some substantive stuff, but what part of the president's visit was pure smoke and mirrors?
Well, I think there are things that remain to be seen because he says he wants to have the rule of law implemented about the internet and about stopping hacking and about industrial espionage. And both countries play by the same rules, kind of. China is not going to stop its censorship, and we don't agree with that. But to the degree that China makes it safer for American companies to do business there, that's a great thing. But will she follow through? He's got a lot of domestic issues that he has to deal with to make that happen. If he is sincere, I'm going to say he's sincere. But even so, you have princelings and the People's Liberation Army that may not be fully under his control. So it remains to be seen whether these promises made about, say, the internet and intellectual property privacy actually come true.
And there was a lot of saber rattling in the other Washington about cyber theft that's been gone on and attributed to people in China, maybe not under the Chinese president's control. Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Ross.
It's The Record on KUOW.